Since books are a rarity, and information is no longer widely disseminated how it once was, I thought I should fill you youngsters in on some infamous family history. My name is May. I don't like people, so I hate having to introduce myself to you. But I probably should, since this is a biography of sorts. Now, just because I don't like people, that doesn't mean I'm one of those folks who prefers the company of animals. I'm not partial to them either. Ironically, the only person I can stand is my twin sister, Apple. People always think they hear her incorrectly when she says her name. Now, before you start to think it, let me clear something up. We are not the daughters of a poised and perfect celebrity. We are, however, the spawn of two hellions who hoped we would help them usher in the apocalypse. Apocalypse and mayhem. That's us. Apple seemed too damn sweet to engage in any sort of nefarious activity, so her peers eventually shortened her name from Apocalypse to Apple. Now, this woman is an adult, but she still wears French braid pigtails. Apple giggles at just about anything, and she cries whenever she hears about an animal getting injured. She's as saccharine as her namesake. I started going by the name May instead of Mayhem because my demeanor is as tepid as the month, so it just felt appropriate. Though I do like my birth name, having a name like Mayhem tends to frighten people, mainly because they think I did something to earn that moniker. The less people bothering me, the better in my book. Now you're probably wondering about this apocalypse I spoke of. No, it's not the apocalypse, if your beliefs align with that sort of thing. Our folks aren't actually Hellspawn or anything you have read about, though you may have read true crime books, and those would be an accurate depiction of who my parents really were. Serial killers. Our parents had to act all on their own when they murdered 21 people. When you think people are joking about murder, especially when they tell you you're eating human meat, take them at their word. Well, I don't know if the meat thing was always true. I do know that when Apple had friends over who stayed for dinner, they usually didn't eat much, and I never saw them come back to our house. Our parents were even more off-putting than I am. They weren't warm and loving, which you probably gathered already as the armchair psychologists everyone prides themselves in being. They were cold and very strict. We were teenagers when they were executed. Somehow, they weren't on death row for long. I figured they would be waiting decades. Apple cried and couldn't get out of bed for days after their deaths. Me, I couldn't have been happier. While I believe death was the right punishment that the state could offer, I think they deserved far worse. They should have been tortured slowly and painfully. When I say slowly, it should have taken years to abuse them. Here's my favorite part of the story. The part where you, the listener, learn that you don't actually know jack squat. It's not that I'm an unreliable narrator. No. Everything I've declared is true. It's that you don't know enough about human behavior as you think you do. Let me ask you this. Who do you think is the better person? Apple or me? That question is maybe too broad. Let us narrow the scope a bit. Which of us do you think has better morals? Remember when I said it's ironic that the only person I can stand is my twin? You naturally assumed it's because she's sweet and I'm sour. The only thing I share with my parents is my lack of warmth. Apple is as warm as a mug of hot chocolate with whipped cream and marshmallows. She shares something a lot bigger with my parents than I do. Pay attention to details. I said this is a biography, not an autobiography. This story is about my sister. Growing up, Apple always had a penchant for serial killers and true crime shows. There was a local serial killer who she was obsessed with. She would cut out every article in the paper about him, and then she would commit all the gory details to memory. Only some of those bodies were found, and usually they were just bones, but not full skeletons. My parents suddenly seemed excited about her morbid interests. They started spending a lot more time with her. I would just keep to myself. As time went by, more and more people would turn up among the missing. Apple started to seem different. We used to have the same thoughts about our parents, but that changed. She wanted to be with them all the time. If I said something rude about them, she would get angry. They would give her presents for no reason. Our parents had all these objects that were carved out of ivory. None of them matched. There was one that was a tiny golf ball, a car, a wine glass, a gardening glove, etc. The gifts Apple received were also carved out of ivory. She got ones that looked like a ballet slipper, a soccer ball, a cat, etc. I never got gifts like that. Apple would keep them in a jewelry box under her bed. She had taken the jewelry out and had put it on top of her dresser. Our parents kept theirs in a china cabinet in the dining room. While Apple was being buddy-buddy with our parents, I started reading more books. They were a good escape for me, and a good way to pass the time since I usually had no one to talk to. Reading wasn't only for pleasure, though. I taught myself a lot of skills. Knowing our parents, I figured college was out of the question. They wouldn't be saving for that. And I didn't want to be mounted with debt that I would be paying until I was middle-aged. Since I had the time, I learned how to design and code web pages, along with teaching myself Spanish. That came in handy after my parents were imprisoned. My parents owned the house, so all I had to do was make sure the bills kept getting paid. Since I was a minor, and I still had to attend school, I found freelance jobs online, and we were able to stay afloat with the web pages I made. Yeah, the Spanish tutoring I did. Apple, she didn't have the skills like that, but she was able to get a job at a coffee shop. I tried to get her to hand over her paycheck so that I could make sure all the bills got paid. Plus, she just wasn't as responsible with money, which was evident when she started buying herself those stupid ivory things. She never did get the checks deposited into my account, but Apple did reluctantly fork over $200 a month. Eventually, Apple's jewelry box got too small for the ivory carvings, so she put hers in the china cabinet as well, after reorganizing the ones that were already in there. We needed a new water heater, and those are expensive, so I realized that we would have to go months with cold water until we saved up enough to afford one. I told her that she needed to give me more money, and she flat out refused. That's when I asked her how much that ivory cost her. She got really quiet, so I raised my voice to let her know that this was a big deal, and I needed to know. Finally, she said each one was around $200. I told her that was way too much and that we needed that money. She mumbled that she would figure out a way to give me the money and buy the ivory. I didn't get what was so great about the ivory, but I figured there was some sentimental attachment because of our parents. 2 weeks later, she handed me $10,000 in cash and asked if that was enough. Apple wouldn't explain where the money came from. A new piece of ivory arrived, and it was bigger and more magnificent than the rest. When I say bigger, I mean it was a few inches high, and it had a lot more finer details. This one was of a smiling woman. I feel like every time I took a glance at the cabinet, there was at least one new carving I'd never noticed before. Apple had become a lot less social as she got older. It's like she had replaced her friends with our parents, and then once they were gone, she didn't get new friends. That didn't mean I saw her more often. I thought she was always working or studying. It's important to note that her demeanor never changed. So she was still Apple, even if she was behaving differently. One night, I was working on a website issue when the phone rang. Upon answering it, I learned that my twin had been arrested, but she wouldn't tell me why. I told her to let me know when bail was set. Apple sniffed and said that she would most likely be denied bail. I reassured her that she would get to be bailed out and that it would probably be about $500, if I had to take a guess. She said I was wrong, and then she said sorry and that she loves me. Now me, I'm not the type to blurt out something like that, but Apple did tell me she loved me from time to time. Something about this felt different. Though it's not that she could be her cheery, normal self after being detained by police. I didn't normally turn on the television, but I was curious about local crimes that had occurred that night. Not that I really expected to see my sister on the news, because whatever she had been arrested for couldn't be too bad or interesting. Part of me still thought there could be the slightest chance that her name could still appear on my screen. After the sports segment, the news anchor said it was time to return to the top story of the evening. Apocalypse Bludgeon Carter had been arrested while in the act of murdering the CEO of Set It Up Productions. His wife came into the hotel room and allegedly caught her in the heinous crime. They had mentioned her relationship to our parents and all of their grisly deeds. I realized she was right, and there was no way that bail would be set. There was no way Apple could have been capable of something like that, I told myself. Perhaps she'd been in his room and he'd gotten fresh with her, so she needed to protect herself. That made the most sense. I went to the police station, and I demanded to see my sister, but they said that's not how it works. I needed answers. I searched the internet for clues. I figured someone might know someone who had more details, and maybe those were leaked. On a forum, people were talking about how the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They thought they had made a good joke. Hearty har har. My sister couldn't be anything like my parents. Everyone else was also appalled by what my sister had been accused of, and they were judging her character without knowing her. Then I saw a comment from someone who said that Apple, yes, that's how she referred to her, had started spending time with her grandmother. Her grandma had mentioned Apple to her, and she asked if they knew each other since they were close in age. It's hard to forget such a name. They had never met until she went to her grandmother's house to help her do her taxes, and Apple was there. The woman who was posting said that my sister was very kind, but there was something about her kindness that didn't seem genuine. She asked where my sister had met her, and the answer made enough sense. They met at the retail store where Apple works. Her grandma chimed in that she had mentioned wishing someone could fold her clothes so neatly and keep her place just as clean as the store. Apple apparently volunteered to clean this woman's place for free. That part did sound like Apple. Then, her grandma went missing, and her body was found. Well, what was left of her body was found. The old woman had kept money stashed in her house, but her family couldn't find any of it when cleaning out the house. I remembered when Apple handed me $10,000 in cash. I didn't like trying to connect the dots, and I didn't want to find evidence my sister was a killer. So I gave up my search for answers on the internet, and I also avoided the TV. I didn't want to hear about my parents if I didn't have to. The day came when I finally got to visit Apple, and I asked her about the crime, and she didn't even deny it. She told me that she was going to plead not guilty and to please hide everything in the china cabinet. I asked if she was afraid of them adding more charges connected to the possible legality of how she acquired the ivory. She said no. Then she made me promise I would just go do what I was told. I told her to first tell me why it was important to hide it. Apple said those carvings were very special to her, and then she winked. I'm not dumb, so I realized she was trying to tell me something. But what? She read the confusion all over my face, and since I'm her twin, I guess she trusts me. She whispered that the ivory wasn't ivory at all. The things in the china cabinet were trophies made from the bones of victims. Each was shaped into something that represented that person. Somehow, that wasn't even that big of a revelation. I guess when you already know three people in your immediate family who are murderers, smaller, gruesome details don't have as much weight as you would think. Apparently, my family gave a large bone to someone who would then carve it, and that's why each one was about $200. The guy who did it had no idea they were human bones. There was one bone carving that I was curious about, the smiling woman. Apple explained it was an older woman that she'd been helping out, and that she had learned about the woman's riches, and we had needed the money, so she took charge and did what needed to be done. But she did love the woman, or whatever approximation of love Apple is capable of. Then she told me where the money was hidden in the house. While I do love my sister, I was not going to cover up her crimes, so I never hid the bones in the china cabinet. Apple got life in jail with no parole. The death penalty had already been abolished in the state. Out of curiosity, I did count the carvings. My parents were charged with taking the lives of 21 people, but they had 52 bones. So far more people had died in their hands. My sister had 41 in her collection. My name was the next one to make the headlines, but it wasn't for anything heinous. I contacted the woman who made the post in the forum about her grandmother, and then I gave her the remaining cash. It was a lot of money. I was viewed as the only decent person in my family. I take paratransit to visit my sister every Monday. She hasn't changed one bit. Apple greets me with a big smile and asks me how I am. She laughs, because prisoners always ask why an old woman is in prison for life, and they don't recognize her name. She prefers it that way. Me? I want people to know that even if I don't seem like a good person, I am, and I have proof. It may be small, but I did return that money, and I never killed anyone. This apple fell miles away from the tree.